생 정답.
This always a conclusion of this topic. David's way of victory.
我们今天继续来用大卫得胜的方法来继续参考。
Victory is our goal and our focus as a Christian life.
作为一个基督徒，我们的目标就是要在这个生命上得胜。
And also, the victory is not only the moment, but it has to be entire our life.
而且这个胜利不只是一个短暂的时间而已，而是我们的一生都是要这样的胜利。
Sometimes we go up to the top and we lose our heart and we lose everything.
就算我们爬到了最高的顶点，但是我们失去了我们的心的话，我们就失去了一切。
A human nature is most the strong enemy is our own self.
对于人类来讲的话，我们最大的敌人就是我们自己。
Many times this pride come up to destroy our winning moments and winning life.
常常呢，因为我们的胜利得到了骄傲，能够让我们再从中得到失败。
During the 1980s and during the 1990s, nobody can beat the Coca-Cola.
在1980到90年左右，没有人可以赢得过那可口可乐。
And when we survey and study and say, Coca-Cola is one of the top that, and not any soft drink company can beat this one.
所以不管我们在做什么，我们所喝的饮料都是可口可乐，没有人可以能够来取代它。
Every time the Pepsi Cola trying to compete with the Coca-Cola, but their segment, their sharing of the market sharing is very small.
每一次百事可乐想要占领这个市场，但是他们不管怎么样，还是只有很小的一部分的市场。
But Coca-Cola, I think that nobody can beat them, so they never themselves try to do their best to improve and diversify the market share way.
也因为他们可口可乐没有人可以打倒他们，所以他们就没有花很多心思在其他的产品上面。
Now this present times, Pepsi Cola finally take over the number one soft drink market.
在现在呢，百事可乐他们终于胜过了可口可乐，拿到了市占率的第一名。
Because the Coca-Cola is too proud of themselves.
我想因为是可口可乐他们自己的太。
Now we know the whole world constantly changed.
我们知道我们这世界一直在改变。Our
life situation constantly changed.
我们生活中的周遭都一直在改变。When
we have to prepare ourselves, winning moments has to be extended to until the last day of our life.
所以我们必须要准备好我们自己，让我们的这个胜利能够一直持续的直到我们的生命的结束。
This is the most important part of our considered strategy and our way of our winning victories whole life.
所以这对我们一生的胜利呢，是一个很好的一个计策来这样子做。
When David killed the Goliath,
当大卫杀了哥利亚,
and now that he turned out to be turning point for his life from then on.
从那个时候就是大卫人生的一个转捩点。
I think about 15 years old and 15, 16 years old, a boy now killed the major enemies and turned this battle the other way and Israelites now destroyed all the enemies. So he become a hero of the nation.
想想看，一个15、16岁的小孩，能够杀了敌人最大的一个，他们以色列人最大的一个敌人，然后让。 从此而让以色列人能够得胜这一场战争。
We have noticed that when he become a hero, he tried to do his best way to heal himself, control himself.
我们看到大卫当他成为英雄之后，但是他还是试着去控制他的自己。
God also at the same time, and also do not let him continually move on smooth way to become a king of the nation.
神也没有让他非常顺利的就这样子让他当上以色列的王。
Right away, God put him down.
神马上的把他 让他受到一些困难。
But then the moments of his winning moments, later God trained him, bring him back to let him to continue to this moment to the rest of his life.
但是他的这个胜利呢，之后神也帮助他，让他再回得回这个胜利，让他一直持续到他的生命的结束。
While he was running away from the king Saul, he trying to learn himself.
当他在逃亡的过程当中，他一直在学习。
Only time to secure in the life is have a certainty of his life when he rely on God.
当他依靠神的时候，他才可以从中得到生命中的安稳。
So that his winning moment become a rest of his life.
所以他的接下来的一生，他都能够继续的胜利。
Let's look at the first Samuel chapter 18.
让我们看到撒母耳记上第十八章。
First Samuel chapter 18 from verse 1 to 16.
撒母耳记上十八章从第一到第十六节。
Chapter 18 from 1 to 16.
撒母耳记上十八章一到十六节。
Now it came about when he had finished speaking to Saul, that the soul of Jonathan was knit to the soul of David. And Jonathan loved him as himself. Verse 2. And Saul took him that day and did not let him return to his father's house. Then Jonathan made a covenant with David because he loved him as himself. Verse 4. And Jonathan stripped himself of the robe that was on him and gave it to David with his armor, including his sword and his bow and his belt. So David went out wherever Saul sent him and prospered, and Saul set him over the men of war. And it was pleasing in the sight of all the people, and also in the sight of Saul's servants. And it happened as they were coming when David returned from killing a Philistine, that the woman came out of all the cities of Israel singing and dancing to meet the king Saul, with tambourines, with joy, and with musical instruments. And the woman sang as they play and said, Saul has slain his thousands, and David his 10,000s. Then Saul became very angry, for he sang that displeased him, and he said, They have ascribed to David 10,000s, but to me they have ascribed 1,000s. Now what more can he have but the kingdom. Verse 9. And Saul looked at David with suspicion from that day on. Now it came about on the next day that the evil spirit from God came mightily upon Saul that he raved in the midst of the house. While David was playing the harp with his hands as usual, and a spear was in Saul's hands. And Saul hurled the spear for his thought, I will pin David to the well, but David escaped from his presence twice. Now Saul was afraid of David, for the Lord was with him, but had departed from Saul. Therefore, Saul removed him from his presence and appointed him as his commander of the thousand. And he went out and came in before the people. And David was prospering in all his way, for the Lord was with him. 15. When Saul saw that he was prospering greatly, he dared him, but all Israel, Judah, loved David. He went out and came in before them. We have noticed in chapter 18, verse 1 to 16 here, how much his life changed dramatically and right away.
我们从第一到第十六节这里可以看到大卫他的生活突然就这样子的转变。Before
nobody knows his name.
在之前没有人知道他的名字。He
just merely a young boy.
他只是一个小孩子。Now
he killed Goliath. Now Jonathan also noticed about him and bring him to be a good friend.
所以当他杀了哥利亚之后，约拿单也注意到大卫，然后让他。 跟他成为一个好朋友。
And now, and a prince made a covenant with this young man and give everything that what he think is the most precious one, like the cloth and the sword and the belt and everything, give it to him.
我们可以看到约拿丹他这个王子跟大卫结盟，然后把他认为他重要的东西，像战衣刀或腰带都给了他。
This is an awesome change in his life. Become like now is become next to the prince of the nation.
所以这个大卫的生活就这样转变，让他跟这个王子就很靠近。
And also, verse 13 described his position here. Said he's a commander of 1,000.
在十三节这里也讲到他是千夫长。
Now rest have the prince Saul in within him and belt within him. Now 1,000 people with him.
所以现在他有了从约拿丹来的一些武器，还有一千人跟随着大卫。
Because the spirit of God with him, so wherever he go and he defeat the enemies, when he coming back, even people praised him.
因为神的灵与他同在，所以不管他去哪里，他都很顺利。然后回来之后。众民都感谢他。
In verse 7 here, we know this one. Woman sang and then play and says, Saul has slain his thousands, but David his 10,000.
在第七节，我们大家都很熟悉这句话，说扫罗杀死千千，大卫杀死万万。
We have noticed now all the people's attention to not the King Saul, but King David. Not king yet, but toward to David.
所以我们可以从中可以知道，大家现在的目光都不在扫罗身上，而在大卫身上。
But we have noticed through his in such kind of dramatic change of his lifestyle, and such way of success in his the moment of his success, he never himself to proud of himself.
但是我们可以看到，虽然他生活这样子的改变，然后他得到了胜利，但是他并没有从中就得。就感到骄傲。
Because he know how to manage himself.
因为他知道如何去管理自己。
You know, if human nature, once somebody praise us, we know that something we have done good, then we easily be proud of ourselves.
人的习性就是当有人称赞我们，我们通常都会感觉到一点骄傲。
Even people's faces change, facial expression even change, and their tone of speaking change too.Once they become pride themselves.
所以，当一个人感到骄傲之后，他的脸上的表情，甚至是说话的语气都不一样。
Sometimes winning moments turn out to be our become a failure moment. The failing moment turn out to be sometimes.
有时候，这个得胜的时候，却是我们开始失败的时候。
While we're reaching up to the top of our winning moments, we can alert ourselves. We can climb up, very faithfully.
所以当在我们在他往成功的高处的时候，我们要一直提醒我们自己，要一步一步的来走。
But many people climb up to the top, and people start to praise them, and it seems like they feel that they are good, and the moment to fall down.
所以当有些人走到最高处的时候，人们开始赞美他，但是这个时候他们感到骄傲，而因此就跌倒。
And then sometimes the church leaders and ministers all have this kind of a consider it's like a chance to be fall to.
有时候一些圣工人员也是要注意的，就是有时候会因此就这样子的跌倒。
Many times focus on other people.
有时候
And they think they are already good enough, so they think it just send a message to other people to be cultivated.
或许是有时候他们会觉得自己已经很好了，所以他们就是去叫人来遵守他们所传讲的。
Because I'm already handled all the church work.
因为我已经我做了很多事情，我做得很好。
Sometimes think that because I'm qualified, I'm doing that.
有时候也会想到说，因为我能够做到，所以我才做这些事情。
Eventually forget about ourselves.And then we eventually lose our own faith and our own winning moment.
所以慢慢的就失去了自己，然后失去了这个信心，然后最终而失败。
Our mind have to constantly open and watch out.
所以我们必须要一直的睁开眼睛，然后 非常的警醒。
Victory is not a moment, but that has to be the rest of our life.
所以因为胜利并不是只有一个短暂的时间，而是我们要我们的一生都能够做到。
Through the prayer, we constantly we have to examine ourselves.
所以在我们祷告这当中，我们要一直的去省察自己。
Once our heart become proud, and we can tell the nature our dealing with the communicate with others, because eventually change that. We have to detect that.
因为当我们骄傲的时候，我们在跟人的对话当中，我们就可以感觉到，所以我们必须要警醒的发现这些东西。
When the pride coming up, then we losing our gentleness.
所以当我们骄傲的时候，我们就失去了我们的慈爱恩慈。
And also trying to carry away as doing as with the, trying to use only the using the authority.
而且我们只想要用自己的权势去完成事情。
Instead of look at God, but look at the people.
所以，只想着人，而不没有想到神。
Easily disappointed, easily be proud. Kind of fluctuation of a heart is very movement is very up and down very much.
所以我们的心就没有办法的很平静。
And then as that is the time that we have to coming back to the Lord.
所以这个时候就是我们必须要回来主耶稣的面前的时候。
You know, the Jesus gives us a very important teaching that Matthew 11 said, in his heart is a gentleness and humility.
主耶稣告诉我们一个很重要的，就是在心里我们应该要有温柔跟谦卑。
Matthew chapter 11 verse 20. Matthew chapter 11.
我们看到马太福音第十一章。
Matthew chapter 11 verse 28 and 29.
看到马太福音十一章第二十八、二十九节。
Matthew chapter 11 verse 28 and 29.
二十八、二十九节。
Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart. Those people who are weary and heavy laden, it feels like a pressure, that kind of heavy feelings, it comes from their own conceit, own pride and own sin.
在二十八节讲到劳苦重担的人，这些劳苦重担，我相信是从我们自己的骄傲而来的。
But here the Jesus mentioned, but why you have to take my yoke? Why have you have to learn from me? Because I'm gentle and humble in heart.
耶稣这里说，为什么我们要学负主耶稣的轭？为什么要学主耶稣的样式？因为主耶稣的心里柔和和谦卑。
Jesus come to this world to show us how our life make a successful life is with the Paul mentioned that learn his heart, which is have this attitude in you. This is the heart of Jesus Christ.
主耶稣来到这世上，要给我们一个很好的榜样，让我们知道怎么样才是胜利的一生。然后保罗他也告诉我们要像学习他的心，因为就是学习主耶稣的心。
We need wisdom to continue to extend our winning moment.The rest of our life.
我们要有这个智慧，让我们这个胜利能够一直持续到我们的整个的一生。
The one of a wise man says, to defeat others is with the power. Defeating other people is power. So if you have a power, you can defeat others.
聪明的人会说，要去打倒别人是需要力量。
If you are strong, so your fist is strong, you hit and then just knock out.
如果你身体很强壮，你去击打别人，他们就会被打倒。
But the man who doesn't have a wisdom, and he cannot win of himself.
但是一个没有智慧的聪明的人，他们没有办法胜过自己。
So the win over himself is wisdom.
所以胜过自己是一个智慧。
And here the chapter not only the 18, but all this passage, even the chapter 18, there's two figure come out, King Saul and David.
所以在十八章这里，我们撒母耳记上十八章这里就有两个人物，就是大卫跟扫罗。
You can see that David is continued to win over to go up to the top, but King Saul continued to be defeated by himself, and he continually slide down to the bottom.
所以我们可以看到大卫他一直胜利，然后继续往高处爬，但是扫罗却没有办法胜过他自己，慢慢的往下走。
One eventually to become a loser.
所以他最后就成为了一个失败的人。
One eventually become a true victor.
而大卫呢，就真正的成为胜利的人。
If you look at the Bible, like Noah, God chose him, asked him to build the ark.
我们看到圣经中记载挪亚的故事，神拣选了他，叫他造的方舟。
Throughout the 100 years, he built the ark and he prepared.
他花了100年的时间来建造这个方舟来准备。
Bible never recorded he himself being drunken during this time of building the ark.
圣经在没有记载他在这100年之中有任何喝醉的。
But once he finished the build, all the family get into the ark and finish the flood, and then the land is dried out. They get out, and then he become a drunken man.
但是他却在一切事情经过之后，当他从方舟出来，踩到干地上之后，他却又喝醉了。
The winning moments, the moments that all his family was saved from the flood.
他的胜利是他的全家从洪水之中得救。
He can bless all his children. So let them to be prosper their life in this world.
他可以祝福他的孩子们，然后让他们能够一生中都很成功。
Or we know the Samham, Japheth, all these children, if they received a great blessing from their father and they prospering in this world, how wonderful it is.
我们所以闪寒雅弗他的三个孩子能够接受他父亲的祝福，然后在这个世界上成功，是多么好的一件事情。
That's supposed to be true winner's image, I can say.
我想这个是一个得胜者的一个形象。
But now they saved and Noah get drunk.
但是当他们得救之后，挪亚却喝醉了。
And Ham came in, but look at his father's naked and then drunk.
那他的孩子进去看到他的父亲喝醉酒，然后赤身裸体。
And go out talk to his brothers.
然后出去之后就告诉他的父亲。
And my father's naked. My father's naked.
我父亲他现在赤身裸体。
So the Sam and Japheth, they just walk backward and cover his father's shame.
但是闪跟亚弗他们就却是倒着进去，然后遮盖他父亲的羞耻。
Noah wake up and later on, awake from the drunk, and he realized what happened to what's going on.
当挪亚酒醒了之后，他知道了所发生的事情。
So he curses one of his sons.
所以他就咒诅他的一个儿子。
This curse turned to be continuous generation to generation become a curse.
但是这个咒诅就一代一代的一直传下去。
This curse is came from the Noah's.
这个诅咒是从挪亚来的。
He cannot handle the winning moments continually.
他没有办法一直持续的得胜。
And also, if you look at the Jehoshua.He's a great leader of Israel. Joshua.
Okay.
Once he became a successor of Moses, and he came now get into the land of Canaan, start to conquer the land.
当约书亚继承了摩西的位置，然后带领以色列人进入迦南地，然后开始跟那些地的民来作战。
It was a great experience. He himself moved people and then destroyed the Jericho.
但是当他们能成功的打下了耶利哥城，这是对他们一个很好的一个经验。
You know that all his people and now is a man of God with them and then circle around the city. The city just laid on the 7th day it collapsed by itself.
然后他们绕了耶利哥城。第七天的时候，这个城就这样子的倒塌了。
This is a wonderful experience of the victory.
我相信这个是对他们一个很好的胜利的经验。
Later, just for right next one is Ai, the small city.
但是接下来他们要攻打爱城，只是一个很小的城。
Joshua come up and his people say, we don't have to go. Everybody send this little troop and just take over this city.
以色列人就跟约书亚说，我们不需要每个大家都出去，因为这是很小的一个城，就派一些人去就好了。
He didn't careful at that time.
约书亚当时并没有很注意。
He think a battle and what he doing is, in within the their hands is everything is possible.
他们感觉好像在他们手中所有事情都是可能的。
Because the first victory give him a, like a, give him a deceiving him actually.
因为第一个战争呢，却让他们得到了。
But then,
骄傲。
Several thousand come in, but they themselves were defeated by the eyes.
他们派了几千人去攻打爱城，但是却被打败了。
They later realized because of the they have a sin within them.
他们之后知道了，因为在他们中当中有罪。
Bible doesn't record it that he asked God before they fight against the eyes. They didn't ask to God.
他们在攻打爱城之前，他们并没有求问神。
So this is great for us a great example.
所以这是一个很好的一个例子。
And also, if you look, King Hezekiah also same.
我们看到西家王也是一样。
Hezekiah, according to the Bible, he's a very very good king.
他在圣经里，借着圣经里的记载，我们知道他是一个很好的王。
Let's look at the what about him. Second Chronicle.
我们看到历代志下。
Second Chronicle chapter 31.
历代志下三十一章。
Second Chronicle chapter 31 verse 20 and 21.
历代志下三十一章二十到二十一节。
Second Chronicle chapter 31 verse 20 and 21.
历代志下三十一章二十二十一节。
And thus Hezekiah did throughout all Judah, and he did what was good, right, and true before the Lord his God. And every work which he began in the service of the house of God in law and in commandments, seeking his God, he did with all his heart and prospered. This is what Hezekiah, he really have a very good king, he's a very faithful king.
这个就是西西家王，他是一个好的王，然后是一个忠心的王。
But even though he's a king, but he have, one day he dies, but he, because of an illness striking him, and he, now God asked Isaiah, let him to prepare his death.
之后，他因为疾病快要死了，神告诉先知以赛亚，让他去跟这个王说，叫他准备。
This is the since he have to die, and it feels like it's a little too early. He prayed to God.
但是他觉得他现在要死好像有点太早，所以他向神祷告。
He really sincerely prayed to God with the tears.
他很真诚的用眼泪跟神祷告。
God answered his prayer.
神就回应了他的祷告。
Nobody have a such kind of personal prayer, have a such way of answer for such man's prayer.
我没有看过任何人的祷告像神这样子回应西西家王的祷告。
Because he prayed to God with the tears, and then God granted him for 15 years.
因为他流泪祷告，所以神又赐了他15年。
This is a great favor.
这是一个神的爱。
If somebody come to you say, if I come to you say, you will die month later, then you prepare your death.
如果有一个人来跟你说，你一个月之后要死，要你准备。
What you gonna feel? How do you feel?
你的感觉是怎么样的？
I wanna turn around to the, you wanna turn around to the wall and you pray to God.
你会面向墙壁来这样子祷，向神祷告吗？
I still have a long life, but please give me some more years.
我会向神祷告说，我还需要再多一点时间吗？
You have to think about what you have done to God before.
你会想想我们之前对神做了什么？
I have done this and this. Please remember what I have done to you.
我做了这些，然后求神来纪念我。
If God give me that kind of a situation, nothing to bring up to God, least honor that.
但是如果我在当时那种情况的话，我可能没有什么事情可以向神来说的。
But when his when the king Hezekiah when he prayed to God, he list on this to God.
但是西西家王向神祷告的时候，他就把他所做的事情向神告诉，就告诉神。
This is what how he prayed. Let's look at Isaiah chapter 38.
我们看到以赛亚书第三十八章。
Isaiah chapter 38 verse 3.
以赛亚书三十八章第三节。
Chapter 38 verse 3.
以赛亚书三十八章第三节。
And said, Remember now, O Lord, I beseech thee how I have walked before thee in truth and with a whole heart, and have done what is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept bitterly. And you can see here,Please remember what I have done to you with the truth and a whole heart.
在这里，我们看到西西家王这样祷告，求神纪念我在你面前怎样存完全的心。
And God listened to his prayer.
然后神就垂听了他的祷告。
So verse 5, the last portion of what God says is, and behold, I will add 15 years to your life.
在最后第五节的最后面，神说。我会增加你十五年的岁数。
Hezekiah never asked any kind of way of a sign.
西西家王并没有向神求任何的一个明示。
But God willing to give him a sign.
但是神却给他了一个
So prove that I will give you 15 years.
然后去证明说神会给他十五年。
We have noticed of what kind of King Hezekiah is.
所以我们可以看到。西西家王是怎么样的人？
He has truly have a good heart and has a truthful heart and whole heart he serve God.
我们可以看到他是一个真心，然后用全心全意去服侍神的。
So even the sun stopped there, which means the earth stopped there.
所以说，当那个太阳停止，也就是说地球停止的时候。
Verse 8.
我们看到第八节。
Behold, I will cast the shadow of the stairway which has gone down.With the sun on the stairway of Ahaz to go back 10 steps. So the sun's shadow went back 10 steps on the stairway on which it had gone down. So, this is the proof that my answer is 15 years granted you in this way.
所以第八节这里记载就是神的一个证据说他会给西西家王十五年的寿命。
This is a huge miracle.
这是一个非常大的神迹。
How is it possible that, well, from the point of the people, from the point of view in the earth, it starts going this way, but it's backward.
从人的角度来看，太阳应该是这样子走，但是它却往回走，这是不可能的事情。
I don't know how to explain this one as a, you know, scientifically. How can you explain this?
我不知道能不能用科学的方法来解释这个现象。
But this is true because God had done this one to for personally for Him only.
但是这个却是真实的，因为神为了西西家王这样子做。
This much He received the grace of God.
因为这样子他就从神得到了恩典。
But this is the winning moment for Him at that time. He prayed to God, and God listened to his prayer. Now I granted 15 more years.
这是西西家王得胜的时候，因为他向神祷告，神垂听了他的祷告，给他了十五年的寿命。
Later on, the Babylon sent the people to come, send people to here in here, land of Judea, this kingdom, and also they say congratulate him.
之后呢，巴比伦派了使者来犹大，然后要来恭喜西西家王。
So what happened is they come to him, say congratulations, recover from the illness, and they never ask King Hezekiah show everyone all he has.
但所以当他们来到西西家王这里要恭喜他，但是他们并没有要求西西家王去展现他所有的。
Since other people come to him, congratulate him, I'm very important person.
所以当很多人来恭贺西西家王的时候，他就觉得他好像是一个很重要的人。
So he showed all his treasures and all his kingdom to them.
所以西西家王就 展现了他所有的财富跟他的国家给那些人看。
He explained himself, this all belong to me.
他解释了，他甚至说这些都是属于我的。
Everything is mine.
所有的东西都是我的。
So he expressed himself to those men came from Babylon.
他就像巴比伦来的那些使者这样子说。
But God listened to him.
但是
God doesn't like what he said.
所以神听到了他所讲的，而且神不喜悦他这样说。
God determined later on to wipe them all this away from him.
所以神就决定之后把这些都从他手中拿走。
Since God loves us not in your presence, but after your generation.
但是因为神爱他，所以并没有在他在世的时候这样做，而是在他的后代这样子做。
He cannot holding the winning moment.
他没有办法持守他所的胜利的这个时间。
If we continue faithful to God, continue to humble minded in front of God, he can this winning moment continue to the rest of his life and children.
如果他能够继续的向神尽忠，把神抓住的话，他的这个胜利能够，我相信能够一直持续到他的
生命结束。When the moment when he has an illness, he died at that moment. All the belonging is in the kingdom, in the kingdom of Judea, kingdom of Judah. It's not his own.
当他生病的那个时候，他应该是死的，所以之后那些东西并不应该是属于他的。
Because he's a king of the nation, everything is in his hands.
因为他是一国之君，所以东西都是在他手中吗？
If God takes his life away from him, and all the belongings still in his hands.
如果神把他的生命拿走，这些东西还是在他的手中吗？
He forget about that.
他忘记了这一点。
He think everything is belong to him.
他想着说每所有东西都是属于他的。
He misunderstood this winning moment.
他误解了他的这个胜利的时间。
That's why he later on he lost everything.
这也是所以之后他失去了所有的。
We can see the winning moments God when as a reward come onto in our life, but we have to carefully holding this winning moment to save until the last moments of our life.
所以在我们生命中。有的时候有得胜的时候，但是我们必须要小心的，把握住这个时候，一直到我们生命的结束。
Many times our enemies, many times our force of our great enemy is not a Goliath, but many times our own self.
有的时候，我们最大的敌人并不是哥利亚，而是我们自己。
And sometimes the people around us.
或者是在我们周遭的人。
And such is like here, the woman says, those people like a woman.Woman is not an enemy.
就像在撒母耳记上这里，讲到那些赞美扫罗跟大卫的妇人。
And the woman says Saul has slain his thousands, and David his 10,000.
这些妇女就唱着说，扫罗杀死千千，大卫杀死万万。
Way to praise David, but this one turned out to be great. It turned out to be a potential enemy.Come on to the heart of David actually, and then this kind of statements.
所以，因为这些话好像是说在赞美大卫，但是也有可能因为这些话就成为大卫的敌人。
We know that David killed Goliath.
我们知道大卫杀了哥利亚。
But this statement becomes bigger than actually Goliath.
但是我想这些话却好像。成为比哥利亚更大的敌人。
But David will digest this word.
但是大卫却把这些话就消化掉了。
He never respond and this word as he take it himself is his own glory.
他并没有将这些话就拿着成为他的自己的荣耀。
So he continued himself this successful life.
所以他之后大卫能够继续的成在他的生命中胜利。
And if you look at the First Corinthians chapter 10 mentioned that.You think that you stand, but you afraid you might fall down. Let's look at the First Corinthians.
我们看到哥林多前书。
First Corinthians chapter 10.
第十章，哥林多前书第十章。
Because this attitude is very important in our Christian life.
这些是在我们基督徒生活中非常重要的。
First Corinthians chapter 10 verse 12.
哥林多前书第十章第十二节。
chapter 10, verse 12. Therefore, let him who think he stand take heed, lest he fall. Here the Paul mentioned, therefore let him who think he stands take heed, lest he fall.
这里保罗说到自己以为站得稳的需要谨慎免得跌倒。
This attitude is different. I think I'm always stand firm.
这不一样，是吧？我们有时候常常觉得我们自己站得很稳。
And the other way we can attitude, am I stand firm?
或者是我们可以想着说，我现在站得稳吗
？This is a different understand, different attitude.
这是不同的一个想法。
And some of us, if we think I'm always stand firm,
如果有人觉得我一直都是站得很稳的
，This idea came from the pride.
我相信这个想法是从骄傲而来的。
It might fall any time.
任何时候都有可能跌倒。
But if we have attitude, it might stand firm.
如果我们有这个想法说，我们现在站得稳吗
？Am I on the right path now？
我现在是不是走在正确的路上了
？Am I thinking is right in front of God？
我的现在的想法是不是在神眼中看为正的
？My response to the people is a proper and is edified to God, edified to people and glorify God.
我跟人的谈话，我能不能去让众人得到东西，而且能够荣耀神呢
？We have to constantly looking ourselves and examine ourselves, so we can holding to this winning moment and extend to the last moment of our life.
所以我们必须要谨慎的。非常小心，让我们这个胜利能够一直持续到我们的生命的结束。
We know that sometimes like a woman's like this way, force of us, the enemy force coming into our heart.
有时候这我们的敌人就好像这些妇人的话，强迫的进入到我们中间。
We should not take it, but we have to look at God.
所以我们不应该就这样子接受我们，而且反而我们需要看。看着神。
And also when he hear the soul, this is how the soul respond to about this statement, verse 8, chapter 18.
我们看回撒母耳记上第十八章第八节。
Then Saul become very angry. First Samuel chapter 18, verse 8.
撒母耳记上第十八章第八节。
Then Saul become very angry for this saying, this pleased him, and he said.They have ascribed to David 10,000, but to me they have ascribed thousands. Now, what more can he have but the kingdoms? This is how the soul respond.
在第八节，这里是扫罗的反应。
And people praise David more than him.
众百姓呢，赞美大卫比赞美扫罗更多。
Actually, human life is very sensitive about what the people saying to us, the saying to other people.
我相信人对别人对我们说的，或者是别人赞美其他人的话，非常的敏感。
Especially two people do the same thing, have done the same thing.
如果是两个人做同样的事情
，and people start to praise only one.
但如果其他人们只去赞美其中的一个
，easily people get angry.
非常容易的人会因此而感到生气。
Easily people can frustrate.
很容易的人也会感到失望。
And here the king, that's why our own enemy is not other people, but actually our own self.
在当时呢，扫罗的敌人不是别人，而是他自己。
And here actually the David save his nation, now become a great faithful.A servant for him actually.
但是当时大卫其实是救了的那个国家，而且是一个尽忠的仆人。
But the king Saul couldn't take it this word.
但是扫罗却没有办法接受这些话。
And become his own enemy, he cannot overcome his own himself.
所以这些话就成为他的敌人，他也没有办法战胜自己。
And that's why he become failure.
所以也因此而扫罗成为了失败者。
But David didn't do that.
但是大卫却没有这样子做。
And he continued to prosper his life.
所以他就在他的一生中继续的胜利。
And also the David is very he himself is very wise man.
大卫也是一个很聪明的人。
He never retaliate or he never respond directly to his brother and toward the king Saul.
他并没有直接的就去回应他哥哥或扫罗对他的话。
And yesterday we read First Samuel chapter chapter 17, when the his older brother and come up to, you know, criticizing him.
我们昨天看到撒母耳记上十七章， 那里讲到大卫的兄长呢去责备大卫。
But this is came from the jealousy.
我相信这个是从嫉妒而来的。
Because he saw the Samuel anointed David.
因为他看到了撒母耳去高了大卫。
He thought he's supposed he's the one to be anointed.
他觉得他自己应该是他自是他自己应该成为这个被受膏的人。
But the youngest brother came up and he think he can fight against the Goliath.
但是这个他的小弟弟呢，他却觉得他自己能够去对抗这个哥利亚。Such
attitude come from wicked heart. He mentioned that.
这些他的情他的这些反应呢，是从一个不好的心而来的。A
very sharply criticized David, but at that time David didn't respond with a badly respond to back to the his brother.
但是所以他用了很不好的话去责备大卫，但是大卫却没有因此而就回应他。
To try to do his best avoid this kind of conflict.
大卫试着去把这个摩擦呢去解除掉。
And also the first Samuel 18 here, when he played harp for the king Saul.
在撒母耳记上第十八章这里讲到，大卫为扫罗弹琴。And
the king Saul trying to kill him.
但是扫罗却想要去杀大卫。He
never responded the way to retaliate him.
大卫也没有正面的去回应这个事情。We
have noticed that throughout his life he never retaliated King Saul.
我们知道在 大卫的一生中都没有正面去跟扫罗冲突。He
truly respected him.
他非常的尊敬他。Even
though the king Saul became his great enemy.
虽然说扫罗是他的一个很大的敌人。He
knows which one he has to deal with properly.
但是他却知道他应该去怎么样去行。But
he knows just like a Goliath is considered treated as a very great enemy.
就像他对哥利亚，是他一个很大的敌人。But
he never treat the king Saul and like his brother, do not treat as the enemy.
但是他对他的兄长跟扫罗呢，并没有把他们当成他的敌人。Sometimes
when we're doing the church work, this instance happened.
有时候在我们做圣工的时候，也会发生这样的事情。We're
supposed to work together.
我们应该要一起的做工。But
because of different opinion and different way of way to work, so cannot is hardly become one mind.
有时候或许因为我们意见不合，或者是行事的方法不同，有时候没有，因此没有办法同心。Sometimes
things happen among the very close workers.
有时候事情发生会发生在很靠近的一个。
It turned out to be like half enemies.
所以这会让他们成为半个的敌人。Things
what have done him to me, I cannot forgive that person.
他对方对我所做的，我没有办法去原谅他们。The
way we can handle is we turn out to be we working together, but it seems like a half enemy working together.
但是虽然他们还是一同的工作，但是却好像是半个敌人。If
we work this way, God never blessed it. It doesn't work.
如果我们这样子做的话，我相信神不会祝福。And
this work is not working for God.
这样子的话，这个工作也不是为了神而做。We
should not waste our emotion, our feelings in this way.
我们不需要浪费我们的情绪跟情感在这样的事情上。We
have to be wise enough to avoid conflict, and also we can be one mind. To accomplish the will of God.
我们应该要同心，然后够聪明，不要让这些事情发生，然后同心的来为神做工。I
have seen the two brothers, they willing to work for God.
我曾经看过有一对兄弟，他们愿意为神来做工。But
things happen between them.
但是他们中间却发生一些事情。But
they cannot forgive each other.
然后他们没有办法互相的原谅。I
realize that this is a great. This is great considered as a test. God trying to work with them, but they have to they have to pass this test.
这就好像对他们是一个试测试，神想要让他们从中得到一些东西。
Once they cannot forgive each other, they cannot work for God.
所以当他们没有办法互相原谅的时候，他们没有办法为神工作。
We have to will cultivate our heart, make our heart truly become true. We have a strong our heart.
所以我们必须要灵修我们的心，让我们的心能够真正成为一个强壮的心。
Gentle heart.
一个温柔的心。
Humility.
一个谦卑的心。
If we keep in our heart.
如果我们
We can accept other people.
我们保守我们的心，我们就能够去接受其他的人。
We can forgive other people.
我们能够去原谅其他的人。
And we cannot be proud ourselves, so we can maintaining our way of a winning moment to also in this way we can dedicate our life for God.
所以我们不会有骄傲的心，而且继续的胜利，然后把这些都献给神。
So when we overcome ourselves, we can do work for the Lord.
所以当我们胜过自己的时候，我们就可以为神来做工。
And David knows how to he himself overcome himself.
所以大卫他了解要如何去胜过自己。
Such a dramatic change of his life, he became a hero of the nations.
他当时他成为以色列的英雄。
He got the position and he got all his glory.
他得到了荣耀，他也得到了他的权力。
But he never himself pride himself.
他却没有从中而骄傲。
And he became a king of the nation eventually.
他最后成为这个国家的王。
And he knew how to accept others.
他也知道如何去接受其他的人。
He knew how to forgive others.
他知道如何去原谅。
So he's a winning moment, not only the moment.But the rest of his life.
所以他的胜利不只是当时，而是他的一生。
It's not because he killed Goliath.
并不是因为他杀了哥利亚。
But because he can overcome himself.
而且反而是他能够战胜他自己。
So he became a true winner.
所以他能够成为真正的胜利者。
We can be a true winner.
我们也可以这样子。
It's not because we do something for something big accomplished things in this world.
并不是我们因为我们做了很大的事情，在这世界上做了很大的事。
It's not we become a minister, we become a, like a church board member.
也不是我们成为了圣工人员，或者是教会的负责人。
Because we overcome ourselves, our nature.
而是我们能够战胜我们自己。
We can become a true victorious our life till to the end.
我们能够成为真正的胜利者，直到我们生命的结束。
Let's sing him 65.
让我们唱诗65首。